Damn, what is going on today? This thing is not working. Are you good now?
You know what? Yeah, I'm good now. You know what it is? Is I was hitting join in the link before I hit to open in the browser, so open it in the app. And so then it was like signing me out and then just like sitting there. And then it would say that it was end it.
Jesus almighty, causing problems already. All right, guys, welcome to another exciting episode of Peace Corner Store. Today we're going to talk about the TikTok ban and many other things. Buzz is here as always. Say hi, Buzz.
What up?
Anyways, yeah, so I don't know. Did they pass that thing yet or what? I hadn't even looked at it this morning.
Oh, the TikTok ban? They have not passed it yet. And then I was reading up, and if they do pass it, this is my thing. So remember we were talking about this. And
yep.
I was like, this is all have to do with money. It does not have to do with national security. And let me tell you why. This just proves it. The TikTok ban, even if it goes in effect, they're going to give them 180 days to sell the company.
Didn't know if they did the first time, though, that they told them originally they had to sell it from, it could be owned by China or something like that, and then they sold it to somebody here in the U.S.?
Right, so it's like, so they just want it, so they want to sell the company, have them sell the company so that they can regulate it more. But the thing is like, that's still, they could still sell it to somebody that's going to give them information, that's going to allow them to collect information if that was really the concern. And the thing is, my other thing with that was like me just reading about that with it, them telling them that they can sell the company, is I was like, all right, if they do the ban and TikTok eventually gets banned, right? They don't, yeah. They sell the company. Let's say they sell the company to somebody in Switzerland. They don't have to sell it to the US. They resell the company. And 6 months from now, we're gonna then hear about all the Congress and senators that had stock in TikTok that sold all their stocks. Because yep. we're not gonna hear about it now. Because I was just like, what about all the other inside, like the trading that we have going on with China anyway? Like, and you guys aren't concerned about that and all the other stuff that they have access to? Like, you're worried about the 150 million TikTok users, majority kids that are dancing on this app, and me, or me watching dumpster divers or couponers or how to like house cleaning ASMR. Like, what information is China gathering besides that I'm obsessed with organization that right. I don't organize my own house.
Besides the like terrible fucking videos, that's what I'm watching half the time. I've been watching a bunch of weird fucking videos, but yeah, you know, that's the thing. Like, that was the whole point of like, worry about Instagram right now, you know, because that was the big concern someone raised was Instagram was, you know, basically soliciting sex to younger children. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. You're lying. All these girls that post all this stupid shit on there.
What about Twitter? What about
sense in that shit? Twitter's fucked already.
Twitter's like a whole porn site now. I'm like,
Twitter's gone, man. As soon as Elon Musk bought it, it was game over.
Yeah. Because I was like, but even before it got bought, like, it was like a freaking porn site. Like, when Emily was, I don't know, like 13 or whatever, I used to check the kids' phones, and I went on her Twitter, and it, like, all this porn popped up because I was like, I didn't get on Twitter. Like, who the fuck goes on Twitter? Just Donald Trump. Like, nobody cares about Twitter. And I was like, holy shit. She's like, well, I was curious because I heard Carmen and her friends talking about porn, so I looked it up on Twitter. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so like, anytime anybody mentions Twitter, I was just like, Twitter's a fucking porn site. What are you talking about? It's like, Twitter's, not even Twitter's, like, stuff.
That's funny you say porn, though. Did you hear about that here in Texas? They said that they have to identify who you are now. You have to have a username to go on the porn sites. I'm like, really? That's so dumb.
Because I guess what they're trying to limit minors having access to it.
I'm guessing that's what it is, but it's like you're not gonna stop them from seeing the shit. I mean, like, it is what it is at this point, man. It's been out there for so fucking long. Why try and cancel it now and all that other shit? So I guess a lot of them are just putting up fronts. They're like, oh, we're not gonna participate in this shit. So, I guess Pornhub is no longer existing temporarily because they're refusing to do anything until they remove that. I'm like, oh, well, have fun with that, but I don't know what to tell you there. It's just weird. It just makes no sense. Like, these are the things we're worried about. How about worry about the price of everything going up? Like, let's worry about something that makes a fucking difference, not something I don't care about. Like, you know, fucking TikTok's the least of my concern, you know? Just because people don't parent their fucking kids isn't my fault. That you don't got to blame that shit on me.
Right.
I had to
do. And what's to stop the kid from taking their parents' driver's license and using the information on that to make an account?
Exactly my point. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is our main concern now, apparently. Not worrying about the fact that the grocery store is costing me a fucking arm and a leg to go to. We got to worry about TikTok because it's so evil.
Right. It's so ridiculous. Like and it's honestly, I still think it's really also about how much money China is making off TikTok now that they sell like all that stuff. Like, it's pretty much like a Chinese QCV, is that
QVC,
yeah, QVC,
yeah,
and that's what they're mad about. Like, that's what this really is. Like, they are not getting that money. They're not getting the taxes and stuff like that from people buying all that.
They should tax weed if they're worried about anything, man. How much money they can make off that alone?
Some states do tax the weed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some states, but if everybody got a part of it, man, we could, you know. And then the other thing too, I was watching this video the other day. Somebody's like, we sent X amount of dollars over to fucking Ukraine. He's like, with all that money, we could have ended homelessness. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. Let's fix our fucking problems, man.
Right. And it's like I feel for other countries, and yes, we're better off than majority. But like, yeah, we're still like really bad though. Like,
apparently not. They don't care about that because they're too worried about arguing about dumb shit. TikTok's the main problem. Like, you know, we got to worry about it. TikTok's the main priority, man. Nothing else matters. How about the fact my gas pumps are going up in price and my cost of housing going up? It's fucking insane, man. Like, dude, worry about that, huh? How about worry about my real concerns? Not worry about the bullshit I don't care about. Some kid wants to go on the internet and shake their ass. What do you think they're doing on OnlyFans these days, man?
Right. And that's, well, like, now OnlyFans, you do have to go through, like, a whole bunch of rigmarole to, like, get an account and everything, because you know I had one, and then now that I don't have it, I'm like, it's hard as hell to get it back. I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, I'm not going through all this again.
It's my thing, like, you know, I've been messing around with Patreon a little bit to see how that works too and stuff like that, and it's like, you know, there's other ways of things that are can handle things. Just because you don't want to police your own kids don't mean that the government should have to for you.
Right.
You know, and that's the great thing a lot of people want to suggest. Oh, we do this. Oh, we do that. We'll have fun trying to enforce that shit because ain't nobody doing it.
And that's what it is. It is them trying to have the government police their kids, where it's like, you just need to parent better. And the thing is like, you can put firewalls and stuff on your into your system and on your electronics to stop the kids from getting on porn sites and inappropriate sites. You can add like age restriction shit,
but that requires effort. We have to parent our kids. We forgot we don't do that now.
So ridiculous
it is. And you should hear some of the things these fucking kids say to you when you're playing these video games. Like, it gets ugly, man. They talk all that shit and say all this crazy shit, and it's like, where's your parent at, mother, little boy?
Right. Like, yeah, some of these kids, because, like, they'll be talking match. I'm like, how old are you? 7?
This from the kid that told me he came in foreign and told me he's going to go fuck my kid. It was great. I was like, damn, I didn't even know. He knew already. I'm like, fuck, all right. I was like, damn, all right. And this kid had to be, like, 14, maybe. He literally, what he told me, got on the mic, he said, I'm going to come over to your house and fuck your daughter. I'm like, oh, okay, that's pleasant. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. And then what was it? The internet was playing Overwatch. This lady got mad at me because she didn't like I was a guy. So I was like, oh, so that proceeded to another whole conversation.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, she started screaming at me and everything. Oh, my God. I'm never hearing the end of that one either, because I woke Stacy up and she is pissed at me about that. She's like, I don't want to hear you yelling at people at 2 o'clock in the morning. So I eventually got my fucking, my voice chat fucking canceled for 11 days on there.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, this girl was saying some shit to me. I defend myself. She's like, I don't like you because you're a guy. You're da-da-da something. Because I was doing something in the beginning of the match. I was just hanging out in the lobby waiting. And she's like, is this what we're going to have to fucking listen to the whole time? I'm like, whoa, hold up there, Hold up there, Pepper Pot. You just got a little excited for no reason. Like, I wasn't doing anything but humming into the mic because I was just, no one else ever talks. And all of a sudden, we got fucking angry at the world coming down there, and she just started getting so fucking aggressive. I'm like, dude, you need to chill out. She's just like, I swear, dude, she was so mad. And then I was like, oh, so are you, you know, are you a Butch Dyke or something? Is that what you're mad about? You like a He-Man hating something? I'm like, because you said you don't like me because I'm a guy. And then that started a whole nother conversation. And then my teammates like, can you all just shut the fuck up? I'm like, no. Actually, no, because this conversation just got interesting because you don't like me because I'm a guy. I said, that had nothing to do with what I'm doing. I didn't say anything else to you. And then you came at me aggressive for no reason. You're like, oh, I'm just trying to figure out if I have to mute you or not. Oh, okay, then mute me if you're not that happy with what you're hearing. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, when I get, like, I have some people I game with regularly. And, like, there was one guy we used to game with a lot. And, like, but, like, he was always, like, got the kid noise and all this other shit. And just, like, being annoying as hell. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to mute him. So, it's like, I was still playing with him. But I just muted him half the time.
We can't communicate with when you mute us, okay? You'll do with the children in the background, damn it, all right? And the constant beeping your fire alarms, motherfuckers. If I have to listen to another one of your fucking fire alarms going beep, beep.
Oh my god, I went downstairs.
Smash them.
Look, I'm down to one smoke detector still active in this house. There's 7 of them, and I'm down to one. Because this morning I just disconnected the one in my daughter's room. She was up. I had to get up at the butt cracking on to get to the office today because we actually had to go in the office. And she was just like, can you get this? Because it's been beeping all night. And I was like, oh my God. Because so it started beeping last night. So I took it down. I was like, I got to get batteries. Like,
change your goddamn batteries, people. It's not hard, man. God damn it. Public service now. Change your fucking batteries because you're driving us all nuts.
Look, the CO2 detector works and the one in the kitchen works. I don't care about anywhere else in the house. Oh, God.
Save us all. Listen, when Buzz's house burns down, that's going to be a whole nother episode. The fire edition of Pete's Corner Store. What happened? Buzz lit her house to light on fire because she didn't want to change the damn smoke alarms.
Oh my gosh.
The fucking batteries, you know? Listen, anyways, you know, so my thing is if they're so worried about TikTok, what about Snapchat? You know the kind of shit goes on in Snapchat? You know,
right?
Like, let's think of all these different media outlets. Facebook don't even fucking police their shit.
Right.
I mean, okay, they got a little aggressive, but now they're trying to ban you for shit you said a long time ago. I'm like, dude, listen, the elf looking with the penis on the face ain't got nothing to do with what I said prior to that.
Right.
If you're trying to ban me for fucking like 10 days for that, we're going to give you a banning for that because you're not supposed to have it. I'm like, dude, it was in a private group. What do you mean?
Right. And like, it'd be like 10 years ago, you reshared something somebody else posted and they're like, took it off. And now you're banned from posting. I'm like, from something I posted 10 years ago God, that might be offensive.
Because I got locked out of my Instagram account, one of them, because I don't remember what I said. And it was a long time ago. I'm like, dude, okay, so just delete the fucking comment. Let's move on with life here, man. It was just so damn annoying. And then I was catching shit about the Bernie Sanders video I posted that everybody and their mother was getting. This day was getting so fucking heated about. She's like, do you not do any research? I'm like, I'm going based on what the video says right there. I don't care about anything else. And I got in this argument with Stacey about it too. She's like, you should really do some research, homeboy, before you post these things. I'm like, no, I just put it on there just for that. I got bored and figured out, see how many people I could piss off today. Like, you know, like some people are so just like this girl was just so damn heated. She was just kept going. I'm like, bitch, I'm like, can we just stop already? Like, damn, it's just a video. Calm down. It's not like I pulled my pants down and said, kiss America. You know, goddamn.
Yeah, it's people with that stuff like really annoys me. Like, I'm not going to like if it's like if I'm giving health advice and stuff like that. Yeah, I'll go fact check it before I post it and be like, oh, yeah, drink bleach. It's going to cleanse your colon, eat Tide Pods.
That's the problem, man. There's so much misinformation out there. It's not even funny because it's funny you say that because I was talking to a woman that comes into my store all the time and she comes by the name Julia. Julia was telling me about her mom has diabetes and she said, my mom's name is Julia as well. And she said, yeah, she has diabetes, but she's eating all these cakes and everything. I was like, yeah, you can't do that, dude. That's why you're getting sick.
Right.
That's what I've been dealing with. Like, I had a little bit of carbs. My shit shoots up through the fucking roof.
Right. And then, like, people don't realize, like, how much carbs are in some of the foods that you eat, too. Like, it's not just processed.
People, look at your fucking labels and tell me that you didn't realize half the shit you're eating there.
Well, yeah. But, like there, some people will be like, oh, well, I'm eating healthy stuff like fruits. It's like, yeah, and it has sugar and it turns into carbs. It's still, you have to watch how much you're eating of it.
Yeah, like, well, fruit-wise, I know apples are very good because they're very fibrous, you know. Right. Yogurt, cream cheese, like, everything has carbs in it. You just got to look at what's got the dietary fiber. Like, I found these no-carb tortillas, it out with protein. So good.
You have to balance it out with protein. Like, that's one thing I learned, really. I think that was what made it easy for me when I had my sleeve done and I reversed my diabetes, was because the diet for me to have the gastric sleeve done, you're on a high protein diet. And what are you supposed to follow when you're diabetic? High protein, low carb. So I went to keto, but I didn't do dirty keto and I did a healthier version.
My doctor told me, what is it? A fistful of protein, fistful of greens, and a fistful of a carbohydrate of some type, but it has to be a healthy one.
Right, but so you have to, like, be careful.
Potatoes, high protein pastas and shit like that. And I was like,
Well, and that's what I changed a lot. I don't eat a lot of bread anymore. It's also just hard for me to eat, period. Like, I get full, like, super easy now. And I'm not eating a lot of pasta, which has been, that was like a hard change because.
There's different alternatives to pasta these days. You know, that's the great thing. They have the chickpea pastas and everything else you can have.
Right, but like pasta used to be the cheapest thing as a single parent. Like, you know, you for like $3, you could feed your kids. You get a jar of pasta sauce and a box of pasta, and that's like three meals right there. You know, for a couple of days. You know, when you're poor and stuff like that. You know, I'm sorry, Kellogg's. I don't want to just eat cereal.
Oh, my God, yes. Fuck Kellogg's, by the way. Fuck that guy for fucking saying that shit. And then the fact he was raising prices because he can't. Go fuck off, dude.
Right.
Bullshit. That's some fucking nonsense, especially when he said that shit out loud. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot, dude.
Right. It's like, oh, I told the peasants that they could eat cereal.
Yeah, so I told Julia about how 2 weeks ago I was in the hospital because my sugar level got so high. Like, I'm telling you what, I was fucking slurring words and everything. Stacy was freaking the fuck out, dude. And I could tell she wasn't freaking out. On the other side, it was the inside. She was panicking because she was like, oh, fuck, this dude, I'm not sure what's wrong. He's slouched over there, not saying anything. He's slurring his words. And I didn't even notice this. I couldn't tell you that because when you're not hearing it, she's hearing it. She's freaking the fuck out. And we're stuck on a bridge in fucking traffic, you know, trying to get across the bridge. And she's having a fucking panic attack and trying to keep her calm, you know. But it was the weirdest fucking thing ever, dude, because all of a sudden it was just like my energy just completely sucked dry. And I didn't know what caused it to go up, though. I didn't really have anything. That was the problem.
So yours went up and you got lethargic?
Mine shot up. I was in the high 300 somewhere.
See, I've never really had a high.
They finally got me to the hospital.
Yeah. Like, I think the highest mine's been like 2-something.
No, mine was like 3-something. I know that much. I know it was pretty high enough. It was pretty close to 4 almost because they were freaking out when I got there. They gave me a couple bags of IV fluid because the first one got sucked faster than a fucking Capri Sun, man. It was just gone.
Yeah, I have problems with going low. Like, I still have now. I've gotten better because after the thing, since I eat different now, like, I was having a really bad problem with, like, my blood sugar dropping.
Yeah, see, I think that's what happened to me the other day, too, because I had something happen this week. Monday, I was like, I was at work and all of a sudden just my shit went wonky again. And I don't know what caused it to happen.
Now, you have an endocrinologist, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Because, like, this is the thing that gets me when people have diabetes and they're only going with their PCP and what their PCP tells them to do and take and eat. And,
well,
and,
like, I do only have a PCP right now. That's what I'm using. But I may have to look at one of those, too. Yeah. I didn't think about that. But I was like, I hadn't had any problems, but when I talked to her, she had a whole nother, well, I have a new doctor now because my other doctor fucking dipped out to wherever, and he was kind of a fucking idiot. He kind of aggravated me a little bit because he was asking me what I want to do. I'm like, dude, you're the one that's supposed to be telling me what to fucking do in this situation. The only advantage I have, though, is that one of Stacy's coworkers, her bosses, actually is a registered nutritionist. So she's been getting a lot of advice from her about things. So she's been doing her research, man. Let me tell you, that's love, kids, right there. She's been looking at all this shit.
There you go.
Well, Eve yeah. is nuts.
Yeah. I was dating a guy at the time, right before my surgery, who would, like, he researched on what's good to help raise your blood sugar, because my blood sugar kept going low, especially, like, after, like, we would have sex or something.
Yeah.
Like, I bottom out. So, So that was nice of him. It obviously didn't work out, but anyway. Like,
sorry, thrashed you there for a minute, but here you go. Here's your aftercare of your sugar to get it back up.
Right.
Right. Fuck it, man.
He was a good daddy. He was like, here's your aftercare package, some cuddles and sugar low, babe.
Okay, listen, I'm gonna get Mike a collar. It says Bubbles on it with a dog leash for him. He just doesn't know it yet.
He had this collar he had never used on anybody yet. It was still in the packaging with a leash, but like we put it on, it matches something that I have. It was like the same leather and stuff. So I was like, oh, this matches my thing. And so we used it one night, but he pulled like too hard at some point, and like it broke. I was like, yeah. The chain broke. I was like, you're going to have to get a stronger
chain. You get a stronger chain. What is, I tell Stacey, she said something about rope. I'm like, listen, bitch, I go down to Home Depot and get you some rope. Tell me how thick you want that shit to be. Right. And she just started laughing at me because I'm like, what do you mean, man? I got to pay all this money. I'll take you down to Home Depot and get that shit, because we were in the sex shop. She was looking at the rope and just like saying something about it. And I was like, well, fuck. Down to Home Depot, get you some real quality rope down there. Look at that shit. Well, how hard do you want that shit digging in your wrist?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, those ropes at the sex shops are not even, like, the best ropes. So, it's like...
That's what I was trying to tell her. She was like, oh, well, you know, this. I'm like, oh, this nylon-based
rope that is good for you, like, you know, they're more comfortable and stuff, you can get that shit at Home Depot.
That's what I told her. Get that shit at Home Depot for you. I got you, girl. Don't worry. We'll get that shit tied up for you. Don't worry. She's like, you want to be helpless? Cool. And be helpless and rob your fucking house at the same time. That will scenario play that shit.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's funny because her friend is calling from prison. He was like, what did he say? I forgot what he said. He's like, oh man, is he gonna get offended? Like, let me tell you, I don't get offended by anything. Like, I'm not worried, dude. Like, this is our family member, man. He's in jail, and he's like, he feels bad because he called. He's calling. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. What do I care? Y'all talking about nonsense anyways. He's just asking about what's going on in the outside world half the time and everything else. And, like, I wanted to make a joke to him about something, about being in prison. Like, I was, like, telling one of my coworkers, I'm like, well, I'll just pass your photo off to him, man. He'll shop you around there. He'll find you a good time. Don't worry. So, Stace is trying to get him to talk to her friend, I guess, Madison. So, I was like, oh, here we go, dude. I was like, she's like, I forgot what she said to him one time. She said, hey, yeah, man, I'll tell you when you get out. You know, she's fucking crazy. I'm like, I think you need to tell that boy she's certifiably nuts, bro. She's talking like, oh, I'd like to get choked and spit in my mouth. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on at this table, man? Like, this is not a public conversation, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
No, listen, just because it's normal for you doesn't mean it's normal for everybody fucking else. Calm down over there, okay? Hugh Hefner, right? Fuck.
To each their own. I'm obsessed with that new song. It's like, I'm Vanilla Baby. I choke you, but I'm no killer. That's all over TikTok. Like, woo, I don't need no whips and
chains. I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't know what sides of TikTok we're on, but I don't know. I never made it that side yet. I'm still floating through all them fucking comedy videos. All these people telling me about these different new food items coming out. I'm like, well, stop it. This is like fucking torture. Can you stop sending me this shit?
Oh my God. I love watching food talk and. Because I think I'm now obsessed with watching those mukbang like videos, and like
people do like to those people. I can't eat like that.
Because I can't eat like that. Like before, I used to be like, oh, I could totally do that. Now I'm like, I can't. I like two bites, and I'm like, I'm full.
I just want to go get a fucking Wendy's double, bro. Just the burger patties. I don't even need the rest of the shit. The bun, they can keep that shit. My wife will give me a lecture about that. Well, I don't know if you can have all that, because it's all... I'm like, dude, just let me live for fucking once, dude, okay? I just want the patties. I don't want the fucking bread. Like, anytime, any carbs, it seems like any carbs is what fucking does it, though, man. It sends me up to fucking skyrockets. I'm like, fuck this shit. It's gotta be like a healthy form, like sweet potatoes. I've been eating a shit ton of sweet potatoes lately. I don't know any more ways you can make a sweet potato before you go fucking crazy.
Yeah, I've been cooking with a lot of potatoes, but like I need to switch to some sweet potatoes.
I can't have those potatoes, man. Too much starch. No, ma'am. Can't have it. Nope. Boss, the warden won't allow that one. You try to say that to her, she'd have a fucking heart attack coming through the door. What? I talked to her earlier, though, at lunch. She was like, she was mad because she's fucking DoorDash. And of course, you know, she showed up at the restaurant and they're like, well, we didn't even see your thing didn't even go off. And like, they're right next door to her, you know? So she went next door to get something. And this bitch was like, well, I didn't even notice the monitor went off. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And she's like, I'm about to start drinking shots here at the fucking bar. I'm like, oh, God, calm down. Please don't kill anybody. You know, maybe headbutt them. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but you missed all the excitement last week, though. That was funny. Lewis over there telling some fucking wild story about something. He finally opened a handicap stall and found two people fucking in a pile of shit and shit all over the walls. I'm like, give a new meaning to pig and shit. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, so I was starting to, well, my way back from work today, I was listening to our last two episodes since I missed last week because I wanted to hear the rest of Darren's story.
Yeah, fucking Darren. I don't know what happened to Darren, by the way. I don't know where he's at, everybody. In case you haven't seen him, we're going to start putting milk cartons out with his fucking picture on there pretty soon. It's just going to be a big guy with a fucking McDonald's bucket in hand. He's really going to fucking be mad when he sees that one.
Look, I'm one of those friends that be doing that. I'd be like, you,
I texted him today. I was like, hey, man, you good? I'm like, I haven't heard from you in a week. I'm like, I don't know. He, like, he just has kind of faded out. Because he said his other job fucked up or whatever. I don't know if you heard that part of it, but he's talking about his new job basically said he wasn't fast enough. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, I don't know what the hell job you took there, but. But he was saying something like to do with the prison or something like that.
He said he was tired, like he slept for like 24 hours because he was depressed from being fired, I heard.
Yeah, yeah. And then he came out and was talking to me and Lewis. We were sitting there, and that's when Lewis had decided to tell us about how he's found the person in the handicap stall. I'm like, bro, you have something fucking wrong with y'all. I swear to God. He's like, yeah. Oh, you didn't tell him about that? I'm like, no. I don't even remember that story being told to me. Shit. I do remember the one where he said the guy was on the back of the fucking... He put him on the back of the fucking truck and the guy was still in the shitter. That shit was hilarious. I was on the phone that day when he did that shit. He was like, dude, he's like, bro. I'm like, what happened? He goes, there's a guy in the fucking shitter. He's like, I had the motherfucker strapped down and all of a sudden I hear somebody screaming real loud, banging on the fucking thing. I was like, oh, no. Like, how did he not react the minute he fucking started tilting the motherfucker? I don't know, but it was some fucking messed up shit. It was fucking hilarious. That poor guy deals with the weirdest shit possible. He really does. Like, I deal with weird fucking people all day, too, man. Oh, you know, one of these guys came in, he told me he lost his wife, like, in the 1st of March. I was like, dude. Oof. And it sparked a conversation between me and my associate about, what do you say in that situation? She's like, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, you got to say fucking something, man. Like, oh, you know, I'm sending my best regards. Nope, I wouldn't say a fucking thing. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like, what? That's literally what she told me. She's like, I wouldn't say a fucking thing. Huh?
Wow.
Bitch, you cannot say nothing to him. I mean, what the fuck kind of friend are you? Like, goddamn. Like, this dude just said he lost his wife. We're going to look at him staring. I'm like, oh, you know, that's great. Can I get you anything else? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? I'm worried about this girl. I'm not too sure, man. Like, she's borderline, like, fucking serial killer now, man. She's giving off serial killer vibes. Really is. The way she fucking responded to that one, she's like, nope, I wouldn't have said a word.
Imagine if I was talking to her and be like, yeah, I've lost 6 people in the last 6 months. Each month, somebody in my family's died. And my thing is, like, people are like, how are you smiling and laughing? And then I was like, what am I supposed to do?
Listen, Jim Ross said it best when he said that someone had called him and told him after his wife passed away about their problems. He's like, I don't give a fuck about your problems. You know, and you got to think that's their mentality when you're calling to tell these people. Like, you want to tell them about, yo, you know, I feel where you're coming from. Because he's like, I don't fucking care. That's what he literally said. He's like, I don't care. I don't give a fuck about you. He's like, I just lost my wife. Why do I fucking care about your problems? And I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, at the same time, because like, what can you say to someone?
Right.
Because you don't know what their mental state is at that fucking point. It's like the one older guy I've seen all the time comes in. He was like, yeah, he's like, I went silent for 2 days. And I went crazy. I'm like, dude, you're better than me. Because I don't know what the fuck I would have done. I went batshit crazy. Y'all would have found me in the fucking corner, craved up like a caveman, trying to fucking start a fire like Encino Man over there. Speaking of which, have you seen that new Roadhouse that's on Amazon? That shit fucking cracked me the fuck up.
No, I haven't seen
that. I was watching that earlier. That shit was so hilarious. Because, like, he gets in a fight in the first, like, part when he goes to the Roadhouse finally, okay? So these biker guys come in. So he goes outside and asks them if they have health insurance, where the nearest hospital is. This motherfucker beats the shit out of everybody, breaks one guy's arm, fucks them all up. And then he's like, hey, what's the closest hospital? And the lady goes, why? What does that fucking matter? He goes, what's the closest hospital? I'm just curious. And all of a sudden it cuts to him in a carpooling moment. He's got all the fucking dudes in the car with him. He's taking him to the hospital. And then it cuts to the next scene. He's sitting there talking to the fucking receptionist, telling him about what everybody has. Yeah, well, this guy has a concussion. This guy broke his arm.
Is this like supposed to be like they redid Roadhouse, like Patrick Swayze Roadhouse?
Yeah, this one's fucking crazy though, dude. The fucking Irish guy that shows up later on in the movie where they just fucking duke it out in the end.
Oh, wow.
He's fucking nuts, dude. He's a riot, dude. This guy's hilarious.
See, I feel like, okay, then I'm just getting really tired of them redoing
it. I don't know, man. You should watch it. Jake Gyllenhaal looks fucking ripped on that movie, dude. He's fucking chiseled.
Oh, my God. But I will say, they're not redoing it, but they're doing a sequel to it, Beetlejuice.
I know. I've seen that, and they didn't give you much in that fucking trailer. It was terrible.
But they give you, but majority of the people, they got Winona Ryder's there. What's her face that plays the mom?
You got Michael Keaton to come back for Beetlejuice.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh, you got the original, like you're good. You're golden for the people that are still alive that can redo that movie. You're golden. You're like, there you go. Cool.
Yeah. See, listen, let's hope they don't fuck it up like everybody else fucks everything else up.
But wait, no, they have that girl that played Wednesday.
Ooh, you know what I do want to see, by the way? I want to go see Ghostbusters. I'm going to have to go see that when I'm off next week.
I heard it got a really bad review.
Listen, I don't trust everybody's fucking reviews, okay? A lot of
people... Yeah, you bad. Can't, but... Yeah, I want to see the new Kong movie. I think there's another movie that comes out this weekend that we were going to go see. But I want to see the new Kong movie because we watched Monarch on Apple TV. And that was really good. And it kind of bleeds in. Sorry, spoiler alert. It kind of bleeds in to the new Kong movie. Kong versus Godzilla. So
we haven't seen Kong versus Godzilla. It's Kong, Godzilla, whatever that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's... So.
I think, like I said, the new Ghostbusters came out. And I was like, man, I wonder if Stacey wants to go see it. She probably didn't want to go see a movie like I do. I want to go see... Maybe I'll have to go see it tomorrow. I'll have to go see when she's at work one day. Just go pop in and see when it's on.
Now, do you guys, like, up here at the Regal Theater, I guess it's Regal AMC, they have where you can buy, like, this pass where, like, for $20 a month, you can see unlimited movies. You can come and see any time.
Oh, shit. No, I don't think it has that.
And I was just like, you know what?
But mine's, like, $5 a movie, though. Really, it's not that bad.
But, like, my thing is like, if I... as much as me and Mike go to the movies, because we, especially like last year, we went to the movies a lot. Like, that's his thing. He likes to go see movies at the movie theater. Now, a lot of movies haven't really been coming out. So, but it's one thing that me and him do a lot. And it's something that he does. He almost did like every week with his daughter too. So it's like, well, it might be, after two movies, it pays for itself. Because here it's like $10.50, $11.50 a person to go see a movie. So like, you figure you see... you're on your third movie, the pass has already paid itself, you know? And, like, then you get, like, discounts on popcorn and shit like that and everything. They do this, like, $5 movie night thing.
We did that every day here in town, man. That's our theater. It's, like, $5. Anything after X time and then anything before that, it's, like, a couple bucks. Because I went and saw the Dragon Ball Super movie there for $5. And Stacey went with me and she fell asleep. Shouldn't do movies well. Yeah, you're telling me. Shouldn't do much. She'll watch some. That one she just went with because she just wanted to go with me. That's what it was. Because I was going. I was like, I'm going to see this movie. I said, I don't know. You want to go with? Maybe not. Which film you like? She's like, well, I might sleep in the theater. I'm like, if you want to sleep, just sleep. It's fine. Just don't make that noise. That's all I gotta say. Don't be snoring in the theater. And there she was, sawing logs over next to me.
Dude, I have fallen asleep in the theater and woken myself up to myself snoring.
Oh my god, Frozen 2. Like, I fell asleep in that movie so many fucking times. I took the girls to go see it. I was like, I'm done with this fucking movie. It's terrible.
I'd be so mad with whoever I'm with. Like, I think I fell asleep one time with Mike. And I fell asleep a lot with the kids. And I'm like, why didn't you wake me up? I'm like waking myself up because I could feel the rumble in my throat from the snore.
Mike's like, I just wanted to see if you get the usher to come over here. That's all.
Yo, he snores mad loud. It's like sleeping next to a bear. But
my wife likes to say I snore loud too. Me and the dog snore together. She's like, who are you? Don't stop. I'm like, bitch, you're in there snoring too. Don't act like you just like ain't doing shit.
Okay, get you a CPAP machine.
I probably need one, honestly, dude. I'm so fucked up, it don't even matter at this point. Diabetes don't kill me, sleep apnea will kill me. Because she's like, well, you stop breathing in your sleep. I'm like, oh, god damn it, dude. I don't know. I just, yeah. She likes to argue about that, but yeah, she doesn't like movies like that like I do. I'm like, I like to go see the movies at the theater. She's like, she'll watch certain movies, but that's it. So I don't know. I didn't ask her about Ghostbusters. To see. I know for sure she wants to go see Deadpool 2 when it comes out, or Deadpool when it comes out, the new one.
I do want to see that.
Can't remember what else is coming out. Something else is coming out, too, close to that time period. So, I'm not sure. Let me check it real fast. See, new movies, 2024. Fuck, what is it called? There's another one that was coming out that I wanted to see.
Oh, something just came out on Disney Plus. It's like a new remake or continuing of X-Men cartoon.
Oh, yeah, X-Men 97. Yeah, that was the remake of the early one.
Yeah, I know this weekend Mike wants to watch that, so we're going to be been watching.
Oh, you know what I watched? It was Ricky Stenicki. That one's fucking hilarious. The one where they had the imaginary friend. They kept using his excuse to get out of shit. Mm-hmm. So then they have to own up to him. And they're like, oh, invite him to the baby shower or whatever. And he's like, yeah, go ahead and invite him. And apparently they get John Cena to act like him, apparently.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the shit gets out of hand quick.
You know it's going to be a hilarious movie with John Cena in it.
Oh, it was good.
I feel like he hasn't done a serious actor role yet. Like, even when his like character is supposed to kind of be serious, there's always some kind of goofy, weird shit somewhere in the movie. So it's going to be funny, too.
Right. So we have Deadpool and Wolverine coming out. Despicable Me 4. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Joker, Folly Deluxe, Kraven the Hunter, that could be okay, who knows. Quiet Place Day One, that could be good. They have a Gladiator 2 coming out. What else you got? Anything worth seeing? Venom the Last Dance apparently is coming out. I guess that's going to be another, hopefully they don't fucking bomb it like they did every other movie. Mortal Kombat is supposed to get a second movie that's coming out. Beetlejuice is the one I'm ready for. I think maybe it was Beetlejuice I saw around the same time when it was supposed to come out. Yeah, that was it. Okay, so it was Beetlejuice because Deadpool came out in September, it said. And then Beetlejuice was the next month. You know, so Beetlejuice September, Deadpool was July. So that was the one I'm trying to see. I was like, you know, she'll probably go see that one.
Yeah. Not
the other ones. And then, so, I don't know about this other one, fucking Venom the Last Dance. I have no idea what in the hell this one's supposed to be about. It's kind of weird. I just don't like how they did them.
Jumping off the movie train here, my new ADHD fixation is I'm going to do, in the thing of trying to A, eat healthier, and B, save money, I'm going to try to grow up some produce here. I'm gonna start. Can I wait for pumpkins?
Not that hard to do. It should be pretty easy these days.
Yeah, because like we eat a lot of cucumbers and peppers and onions and stuff, and I'm like, you know what? I can grow all that stuff here, so I want to try to do the tomatoes, cucumbers.
Be able to do peppers. No problem. I'm gonna see what we can get a little get a little plot set up or whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask my crazy neighbor that like takes over my yard each year and makes me plant things and garden with her, the old lady next to me.
Well, ask her. She might know. She may have an idea how to plant a lot of that stuff. I know for some of that you need like certain things.
Yeah, she was doing it last year. She was growing a lot of stuff, and I was kind of like stealing some of her tomatoes.
I wish I could do that here, though. I live in a little duplex. Well, I can't set up one of those out there to grow my own vegetables, because I'd be down for that.
Well, here's the thing. Like, so I was watching this video, and people were growing produce like in the cracks of like the bricks of like their walkways and shit. Like they didn't have a yard, but like the dirt that would fall in between, like
I don't really have much of a walkway. I'll have to do a video walkthrough. You can see what it looks like.
Yeah,
because I have a backyard here. At least it's nice, you know. I got. And I wish they'd let me set a fucking thing out there, but I think the landlord would say no. I think she'd have I don't know. I honestly don't know the woman, hardly ever comes by, so I don't ever fucking deal with her, so.
Right. Or, like, set up your own little, like, a little box. Like, when I lived in an apartment complex, these people took, like, one of those, what do you call them? Those
storage containers? Or, no, the little bin, the totes?
But not a tote, but you could do a tote. But like, you know, the thing where like, the pallets, there you go. That's what it's called.
Yes. That's not bad either.
They put that, they did, things in there. Like they did all the different, like, I'm having a brain fart. Fucking.
Well, it could be anything, really, honestly. My sister-in-law does that too. She grows, I think she's growing peppers. I think is what she was growing out there.
They were growing
a bunch of different things. She had a big old plot, though, big old box set up for it to do that, just to grow stuff out there in her backyard.
Okay.
So, man, I wish I could do that. That's what I'm saying. I wish I could do that. It should be great.
Yeah. I don't know how to. Growing onions is going to be interesting because we eat like so much onions. I know potatoes is kind of hard to grow. I don't know when you're supposed to try to plant any of those. I'm probably just going to start off, you know. Small and
well, you could probably go to like Tractor Supply or somebody like that who could tell you better what to do, or like go to a nursery that would sell plants and stuff. They can probably tell you what time of the year is the best time to do a lot of those growing.
They probably do. I really want to get some. I'm not allowed in Tractor Supply Company because I really want chickens, and Mike doesn't trust me to go in there and get little baby chicks, so I'm not allowed.
Well, you got the space for it, though? My dad's had chickens. He had hens. He had a whole bunch of them, but then he had to worry about foxes and shit coming in and eating his hens.
Well, we got the space, but we don't know about the Malamute husky, if it's going to try to kill the chickens.
Well, all you do is build an enclosure for them, then, and then just keep the husky out.
Right.
I don't think they would, though, honestly. Or you could always look at getting a great Pyrenees to just kind of watch the area, too. I had a friend of mine, that's what he was doing. He was raising fighting cocks or whatever in his backyard, out in the forest back behind his place. He had a Pyrenees out there, and that's what it was for, to pretty much watch over the cocks and everything as they were back there.
Oh, yeah, the cocks?
The cocks, all right, the cocks. Yeah, there were some mean motherfuckers too, man. He had them like, you could see them too, because he was selling them on the side. I was like, bro, look, get me in on this action. I'm down to make some money. But, yeah, you know, you can buy an enclosure for them, because I remember we were building one for my dad's chickens, and that was the incident where my mom let the fucking roof fall on my head when I was trying to lift up this thing because she kept getting in the way. I was like, move so I can do this. And, of course, my old man's out there screaming every fucking 2 minutes. Just yelling at her about it. He's like, get the fuck out of the goddamn way. He's trying to fucking lift that thing. And then all of a sudden, it just comes crashing down on my head.
Oh, Jesus.
And I got my fucking whole scalp is being, like, punctured by fucking roofing nails. Yeah, it was fucking sucked. I was like, dude. Because she had to help. I'm like, you can't help. This is too heavy, you know? And my dad's like, get the fuck out of there, Bob. And he's just, you know, he's just fucking riling up a storm. Well, why not? If you can have your own chickens, farm fresh eggs are way fucking better than the shit you buy in the store, man. By far. That's what I'm saying. You can make it. You can get anything you can make yourself. Might as well these days, man, because at least you know what the fuck is going in there.
Right.
So, and I know with chickens, they eat bugs, so I don't know how it would work with the plants.
Yeah, I think I'm wondering if that would have, like, my one friend's had some chickens and stuff for a long time, and I think they finally, I don't know what happened.
Like I said, you may just have to build them a fucking chicken coop, and that's it, really, and you'd be good then, because you just keep them in there. So, I mean, it would work, if honestly, you think about it, you could really just do it like that, too. Might as well get you a cow out there, too, man.
Oh, I want a cow so bad. We went to the dairy farm. And I was like, oh, the baby cows. Mike's like, no. I had the four cows. And now he brought, three with us. So we have seven cats. We got the snake. We have two dogs and three crotch goblins between us. So.
Yeah. We got eight over here, so. Between the two of us, crotch goblins.
Oh, jeez.
Well, she has the three older ones, and the youngest one, she comes to visit. We went to the zoo. That was a fucking nightmare. God damn. Did I tell you about that? We went to the fucking zoo. It took us. We got there around 12. We're like, all right, we'll get around 12. It's half price on Wednesdays. Why not? Let's go. We got there at 12. We didn't get in until 2:30 to get into the park because that's how packed it was. It was fucking crazy because it was spring break too, so you know. And I was like, yeah, you know, it shouldn't be too bad going later in the day. You figure late in the day it'd be okay. No, that motherfucker was backed up down the street. They were shutting off all the side streets and everything else, so you couldn't pass on the side streets. Nothing. I was like, this fucking sucks. And there were people, I swear, they were parking their car and walking down there. I'm like, well, I don't know where to park my car, and I'm not trying to get my new car towed. Fuck that. I'll just wait. Like, I didn't have to pay for parking, though, because there were so many fucking people there. They were floating them over to another whole nother lot of just cars out there. It was just insanity. So, I mean, it was only $10 a ticket, so I was like, fuck it. And the kid was, they thought the kid was under three anyway, so she was free. So, but we went for a while. It wasn't too bad. We got a nice little setup here, though. You can go feed the giraffes.
That's cool.
Like, you could literally, these motherfuckers come, like, literally 2 feet away from your face, kind of. That's how close you get into these things.
Did I send you the video? So, like, there was this video on, like, Reels or whatever on Facebook, and it was these people thought they were saving an outside cat, like a feral cat. And it ended up bobcat. Like,
oh, shit. No. I got to look through and see, man. I got to see if I got that one. That's fucking crazy.
I'm also not allowed to save any kittens on the side of the road because they might actually be bobcats. I'm like, come on.
Okay, Stacey. Fucking baby raccoon wanting over there too, probably.
Oh, my gosh. So I was driving home the other day.
Here we go.
Raccoon crossing the street. And I was like, hey, buddy, you want to come with me? Hey. And it wouldn't.
Yeah, I bet it was going to go fucking vicious, too. You got too close to that thing. Hell no, dude.
I was in my car like, oh, come here. Are you hungry? It was fat as hell. I was like, oh, it's probably been
That fat bastard, no way, man. He was going to shred you. He's going to shred you. You're going to get you close and just freak the fuck out.
My sister and her husband live in a trailer, and they had six baby raccoons underneath their trailer.
You know, that was unusual because my dad, with kids, he used to do it as a side gig. He used to capture them. And he brought home baby raccoons before, and he said the mom was vicious. I'm like, I bet she was, bro. He's like, I tried to get that bitch out of the wall, and she was trying to take my fucking arm off. I'm like, what do you think she's going to do? Just sit there and say hello?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Stacy said if you get them young enough, you can train them, though. She's like, oh, yeah, you can train them. I'm like, oh, okay, can I train them to go get me a fucking beer? She said, yeah. I'm like, there you go. And AJ goes, well, that's a cool little party trick there. I'm like, hell yeah, it is, man. Hey, me, I'm going to teach this motherfucker how to do everything. Yo, you want to go get me a beer? Okay, cool. Hook it up. Let's go, Chief. Get it together.
Oh, so I have three questions to ask your partner that you should ask your partner.
Here we go.
All right. They're not bad. So the first one is, do you love me as much as you did when you first told me?
Yeah.
Do you th- a second one is, do you think we help each other grow?
Yep, I say yeah to that one.
And then the third one, do you enjoy talking to me or does it feel like a chore?
No, she likes to talk to me. Because I can answer two of those for you. She likes talking to me, so I just listen.
Yeah, so those are like, when you're either with like your partner or somebody that you're dating, you've been together for a while or whatever, like those are like the three important questions to ask them. I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to do that. We'll see what happens.
She's like, I'm going to record all his answers too and then tell everybody about it. This motherfucker, can you believe what he said? I could just see that now. She's like, God damn it, you failed the test. And he's like, I didn't know it was a fucking test.
Nah, he'll do stuff like, he'll be like, I know I love you more than I did when I first said I loved you.
He's a kiss ass, don't lie, you know? He's lying. Tell him that suspect right there. Suspect number one, Mike. You get in, pushing it a little too hard, bud. And there's questionable things going on there now. You have to ask me if he loves you more than he loves the bills, okay? That's really what you need to ask him. Then see what his fucking loyalty lies at.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, so fast he crumbles. Well, honey, you know, exactly. As soon as he says those words, that's it. Dead man walking.
Oh, my gosh. So, wait. So, what do you think is the appropriate age to stop getting your kids gifts for holidays like Easter and shit like that?
Listen, man, if it's your thing, I say do it, honestly. It's up to you.
Yeah.
We all stopped when we got like 16 or whatever. I think the age we cut off at.
Yeah, because I did. I was trying to ask Mike, like, you know, for his daughters, like, what did you guys do Easter baskets? Like, not like religious or anything like that. Just like, do you get her anything? Like, oh, we never did any of that. We didn't tell her. We never did the Tooth Fairy, Santa, none of that shit.
Yeah, my. Stacey said the same thing. She's like, I didn't tell the kids there was Santa Claus. I'm like, why? Because she's like, you're lying to them. I'm like, so it's a white lie. Is it really that big of a deal?
Right. So I was like, well, I still do Easter baskets for my kids. So I was like, do you want an Easter basket? Because I was like, I would make you one. I was like, well, I need my spring basket. Because, you know, I got my boo basket.
No,
I got my
Jesus, window. Here we fucking go with this shit again. God damn it.
And my girl did not get her baskets.
I got her something. Me, I got her something for Valentine's Day. Got her stuffed scorpion and everything else. She was excited about that because I was like, aww, that's a first to find ever.
But like, so like my Easter baskets now, like this year, like it was stuff that we TJ Maxx and she was grabbing like things that she liked.
Yeah.
And like other daughters, like I need, you know, face cleansing stuff, blah, blah. Like, so I'm getting stuff like that. And then I saw this, and this is a genius plan. And this is what I plan on doing moving forward, now that my kids are like older and like one's out of the house and next one's gonna be out of the house in 2 years, is I saw this person post and they're like, I asked my husband what was his favorite thing he got for Christmas this year, and he's like, what my mom got me. And what her mother-in-law does is for each of her adult children, she gets a big ass bin and fills it with all their favorite stuff, and they also get like a huge bulk thing of toilet paper, paper towels.
Yeah, I think I saw somebody doing that.
Yeah, she puts her favorite candles, deodorant, toothpaste, socks, underwear, cleansing stuff, cleaning supplies, like all their favorite shit and like household items and just like necessity things and like their favorite body sprays or whatever. I was like, hey, that's ballin', because you know that shit was mad expensive, especially
exactly
doing it during COVID, and it was the toilet paper. It's like, you know, that toilet paper was expensive as shit.
Right? Like, fuck, she was stockpiling that shit. She had to fight an old lady. She said, I had to elbow a bitch in the face for that toilet paper. Hope you appreciate it.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that bad. Like I said, I didn't do gifts for the kids this year. You know, it was more because, you know, they just want to be, they're going to learn, man. It's like, take everything for granted. Their mom buys them everything they want. And I was like, dude, I'm just going to donate your gift to charity.
Yep.
I'm going to go pick up a name off the tree and go buy something for that person on the tree and just be done with it. You know, because somebody gave me the idea to go down to the Walmart and go do the Salvation Army tree. I was like, all right, well, I'll do that then. I'll just grab a name and just donate in their name. And one of them was like, okay, that's fine. It works for me. I'm glad we're on the same page because it was happening either way. You know, and we only have the little one now, so it's just Stace and I, and I'm like, eh. I'm not really like really that worried about it.
Right.
And it was, you know, she of course, and I got her something, and then we got the little ones a bunch of stuff. You know, she got a bunch of crap too, man. She's got this swing though thing in the door frame. I don't think I've sent you a video yet, but she likes this fucking swing thing I got from my dad. It's like a little gymnasium thing that sits in the door frame itself.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Remember? You did send it to me. I was like, why is that child on the sex swing?
Yeah, she loves that fucking thing, dude. She'll sit there all day and swing on that motherfucker all day, dude. There's more attachments for it, too. It's got, like, a rope climbing ladder, rings and stuff you can have on there. There's a solo rope you can hang and swing on.
That's cool.
She's so light, it doesn't matter. It says, this thing says it'll hold 300 pounds. The way that thing sits in the joint, most of the weight's being done on the inside of the frame versus the top. The top's just a brace for it, basically, keep it in place.
Wow.
But she loves this thing, man. I'm telling you, she sits there and watches Paw Patrol day. That's the other thing too, man. I don't know what the fuck these people are putting on TV, but Paw Patrol is like mesmerizing to this child. All she says every 2 minutes, Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. I'm like, God, can you stop saying Paw Patrol for once?
Did they try to cancel Paw Patrol? Did they take like one of the characters from Paw Patrol off? Like the cop or something?
I don't know. I don't think I got too many of them. I'll tell you that fucking much. Can't remember all their goddamn names.
My kids really loved Backyardigans.
Again, the Backyardigans. Yep. Mine was it? I had to watch Alexis made me watch fucking Wow Wow Wubsy. Let me tell you, that was the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, no, my kids liked that too. His daughter has not seen Labyrinth. She has not seen Monsters. She has not seen Princess Bride.
Well, back up. Hey, Princess Pride is probably way past before that kid was even born, right?
Listen.
Labyrinth, too, okay? Labyrinth as well.
Never ending story. My kids have lived through all the
trauma. Listen. Okay, here we go. This is a good question. Now, if you were going to remake Labyrinth, who would play David Bowie's part?
Oh.
See, that's the real question now, because I'm surprised they haven't tried to remake that.
Right?
You weirdo.
To be honest, I would, Johnny Depp would be.
You think so? I don't know, you know. Because
they would make it even weirder.
Yeah, but you can't do like the same thing you did with Willy Wonka, though. It's just kind of fucking, when they made that total weird depiction of it, like, it killed it for me. Like, Gene Wilder was still my Willy Wonka regardless, bro. Like, the second one's kind of like, eh. You know, you could get, I'm trying to think what his fucking name is now. You know, he's got to be somebody that can pull it off, though.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one. Like, you can't replace David Bowie.
There's no way you can replace him. You'd have to be somebody. It'd have to be like a variation of the storyline where he's gone for some reason. And the question is, who the hell would you get to fit in that spot?
Becomes the new this little boy Toby, her brother grows up and becomes the new Goblin King, goes back and becomes the new Goblin King.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That too. See, that would work too. Yeah. And then she's gotta go back and find him, because I don't even know if she's still alive though. She would be a thing.
We need to copyright that idea before somebody steals it now.
God damn it, now we gotta do this. Fuck. You know, remaking movies now. Well, I'm surprised. Like, they remade every fucking thing else. Why not remake that one, too? And that was the one really surprised. Well, you know, maybe because of the puppets.
It's Jim Henson. It was more had to do with, like, the puppetry of that movie. Like,
The puppets, the detail of the puppets is fucking crazy then. The same thing with Dark Crystal was the same way, too.
Yeah, well, and they redid Dark Crystal.
Yeah,
this whole TV show that it was okay. Like, I don't know
exactly. See, this is the problem. It was okay.
See, that's the thing. Dark Crystal didn't need to really become a TV show. Like, I didn't need 20 hours of Dark Crystal.
You sure? You need 20 hours of it. Don't lie.
The only thing I want hours of is anything Lord of the Rings related. Like, I liked the Rings of Power. Everybody else can suffer. Liked it.
The one that disappointed me was Twisted Metal, though. That was fucking terrible. That was kind of a hard adaptation to do, man. Like, how were you going to do that? Because the one with Calypso was kind of fucking weird. He was always the guy that granted everybody's wishes at the end of the game.
Yeah.
But that was just weird because, like, then Mr. Slam had a big dick, basically. That was fucking weird. I'm like, what the fuck is that shit? They call me Mr. Slam. And he pulls out, like, you could just see him depicting that he's a big old fucking honker. Like, it was some crazy shit. I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then basically the main character's Roadhog. It's like, I don't know if that's how the fucking original one went. Because they always had some crazy contestants every fucking time. And then Shadow were those two guys in the fucking hearse or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it was just weird. Like, I'm like, I understand what they were going for. But man, they fucking blew that one big time. Like, you guys killed it. It was not good. I guess that's the hard part. Like, you're trying to update for the fucking game. But it's like, if you can do that, you might as well have it just like the game lays out, like a tournament of just people trying to destroy each other in crazy fucking cars, man. You did it with Death Race. Why can't you do it with that one?
Yep.
You know, and then everybody was like, oh, Death Race. Well, Twisted Metal was around before Death Race even came out, technically, so. You know, and then you could have Midian, which was that big fucking tank thing that came out, that big demon guy driving the fucking tank or whatever. And that was my thing. It was just, you know, that's the problem. That's the problem these days, man. Everybody tries to remake fucking movies and they never turn out any well.
Yeah. And that's the thing, they keep remaking them. It's like, why? The original ones are fine.
Because the original idea is what to make for movies. That's the problem. Like, that's why they kept changing Spider-Man around. That's why Venom is so weird, because, like, just give us the Venom and Spider-Man crossover already. You know that already exists. Like, there's so much crap they could be doing, you know?
Okay, well,
and not giving me 14 Fantastic Four films that suck dick every time.
Right. And in the comic book world, yeah, like, there's so many, there's the multi-universe, so there's a never-ending thing there for them right now.
Exactly.
Stuff, and they're not tapping into it, and they're just redoing stuff and making it crappier.
What do you mean? They can't get a Fantastic Four done right, for no matter what. I don't know how many times you can remake that movie until it fucking finally people try to tell you stop. Like, they're gonna cry into torture. Like, is this fucking torture? Is this why you keep playing the same fucking movie over and over again for me? It's terrible. That's the fucking problem, man. Like, remake a movie somebody wants to see, or give us a fucking sequel that we want.
Right.
That's the problem. That's the issue, man.
The other thing is like, we get addicted to certain actors that are good actors that deliver goods, that even, like, if the screenplay or the thing doesn't follow towards, like, what it's based off of, like, The Witcher.
Yeah.
They're going to replace Henry Cavill, and he plays the character of Geralt of Rivia, like he should, and they want him to be, they're like, no, we want him to be more like a simp to Yennefer and stuff, and then he's like, no, because that's not how he is, like, no, I'm not doing that. And you can feel that change, knowing that they announced that they're going to replace him, and how they were trying to get him to play the character a certain way. And he is an avid fan of the game, and he's like, I'm not playing him that way, because that's
the problem. People trying to stray from the game too much. Like, The Last of Us, it was good at first, and it just got kind of like mid. It's like,
oh, I've seen that. I've seen a couple of the episodes of The Last of Us, but from what I saw of The Last of Us, which pretty much I watched the last three episodes. Sorry, guys, that's it. That's all I did.
She's like, let's three fuck everything else. Fuck it all, mate. I don't give a fuck about your damn show. I just watched the last three fucking episodes. So get the fuck over it. Make like a three and get the fuck over it.
Fuck off, you bloody cunt.
No, I want a Dark Souls series, but I'm afraid they'll fuck it up. So I'm like, at the same time, I don't want it because I don't want them to fuck it up.
Well, one show I just watched that was really, really good and hilarious. And it's got the, I can't remember where the guy's originally from, but it was really good. It's called Gentleman. It's on Netflix. And it's about, like, this English guy inherits the Duke's estate, like, his dad's estate, but they skip over, like, who's supposed to go to his older brother, but they skip it over, but it ends up being, like, they end up getting into a drug ring, is what, like, his dad was letting pot dealers grow pot on their farms and stuff,
He was just being an entrepreneur, but yeah.
Yeah, it was, but it was pretty good. It was pretty funny. I liked it. Yeah, and I'm still watching Blacklist. I love that show.
Yeah, the Blacklist is great. I love Blacklist. I watched that one all the way through.
Yeah, I think I'm on season 5 or 6.
Raymond Redding team was just good. The guy who played Raymond Redding team was just really good.
Yeah.
That was now, good too.
I don't care. I'm fine with spoilers. Now, is Elizabeth really dead?
Oh, you're at that part. No, she's not. She faked her death.
I knew it.
And she didn't tell Raymond either. She didn't tell Raymond either because she was trying to hide from him as well.
Because, like, I was
she eventually, like... eventually, I don't know if you've seen the part where Tom dies, but Tom eventually dies too.
Oh, shit. No, I'm not at that.
Yeah, so basically, you're going to find out eventually that Liz, that she faked her own death. That whole thing was all completely faked. And I think this is the part where I think, I believe Reddington knew or he didn't know. I can't remember if this is the one it, because eventually she becomes a fugitive from the states, from the government. She's hiding out from the government because they're trying to find her. So she's an enemy of the state. So she eventually leaves and goes on a complete rogue mission for a while and then comes back. And it gets fucking crazy, though.
Well, now, see, no. I've been to that part where she is running and Red helps her out. Like,
yeah, no. This is, she does something completely solo from Red.
Oh, after, like, that?
Yeah, when she has Agnes. She has Agnes or whatever, so she starts hiding her from him, and he gets pissed off about it. Because, you know, you find out eventually that Raymond's her dad.
Yeah.
And all that crazy shit goes down and everything, and then, you know, all that. And then Agnes gets kidnapped by the one guy that's got the immune disease or whatever, that they're trying to siphon her blood off for that reason, but it's got to be a blood relative or somebody in the bloodline or whatever.
Oh.
He's looking for somebody. It gets fucking crazy. You ain't seen nothing yet. That's nothing.
Oh, well.
She fakes her death there, but it gets crazier from there. Like, eventually, I think it's Red that goes on the run next. And he's basically, like, hiding out, and they're looking for him because he loses everything. The one guy that's his lawyer, that creepy looking, slimy looking motherfucker. That
the
was,
guy from Number 5 is alive. Yeah. The guy who played.
Yeah. That guy. He was also in Hackers. Remember, he also played the Plague in Hackers.
Yep.
Okay, so he's going to turn on him.
I was like,
he's going to turn on him.
He lost a lot of weight. I was like, he's still alive? Holy shit.
Dude, he looks like he's Connor. If you've seen Hackers, and in the movie, he looks just like the guy he's trying to disguise himself as. To get away from the police.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, he eventually is going to turn on him, though, and then he's going to lose. Raymond's going to lose all his business, and he has to start rebuilding his relationships because Marvin starts telling everybody about his side business, you know, how he's doing all these different favors for the FBI.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want anybody to know. So Marvin ends up telling his enemies that he was working with the FBI and all his associates.
Oh, shit.
So he basically loses everything. So then he has to rebuild. And at one point, what's his name? Dembe eventually actually starts looking. He's pissed off at him or something. I don't remember what he got mad at him about. But the two of them split off for a bit. But then he knows Raymond needs him, so he goes back and looking for Raymond. But eventually he joins the FBI, though. So Dembe becomes an agent.
Oh, wow.
It gets fucking crazy. And then eventually Aram becomes starts running the unit eventually. Because Harold's got to step down at some point because he's sick or something like that. I remember what he had. I think he was sick, if I remember right. I've got to rewatch some of it.
Right. Like, well,
what? I knew that something happens to Harold. Aram takes over as the guy leading it all. And he's all nervous about making decisions. And then him and Narabi have a love interest eventually, too. You'll see that one branch out, too.
That's been building up. I'm like, when are they going to knock boots? Because
I think, if I remember right, his girlfriend is actually a double agent, and Narabi kills his girlfriend, and that's what he can't give over. But the fact that she was literally spying on him the whole time is what he can't come to grips with. But they eventually start dating at one point. I think later on, though, and then eventually they split off, and then things get really fucking weird.
She's working for Reddington.
Yeah, she'll eventually branch off and work for somebody else completely. She leaves, and I think she goes to this, I think she goes to FBI or something like that. I don't know where the fuck she's at. The CIA thinks is where she's at. She goes to some other department. Goes to another different thing. And then she shows back up again. And that's, you know, when Iran and her have tension because they were living together. And then one day he came home, she just left. That's what it was. He came home and she just left and didn't say anything.
Oh, wow.
And he was pretty pissed about that. And I'm like, you know, anybody would be mad, you know. Yeah. You just come home and everything's gone and she's gone. Without a trace or whatever, and she was like, "Well, I'm trying to protect you," and he's not seeing that because you know he falls hard.
Yeah.
But eventually, his girlfriend will actually try. One of his girlfriends prior to her will try and fucking kill Liz in this tool shed situation when it comes up. She goes and finds her out in the woods. See, the Rom and her go on a love retreat or something. Go do a little love kind of vacation thing, and then they find out that she's actually working for the enemy, so they go to find him, and eventually they find her out in the fucking shed. And if I remember right, it's the Robbie that shoots her because it causes tension between them, and like Iran is pissed, like he just can't get over it. And they're trying to explain to him, hey man, like she's just using you, bud. And he just couldn't come to grips with that shit at all. He was so fucking mad.
Aww.
That was a good one.
He had a little love in, like he, you could definitely tell that he was having feelings for Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. He was just, I think it was more of a friendship love.
Yeah.
And Robbie and him was where the real love interest started, you know? And then, you know, after Tom died, Liz just kind of went cold. And then Reddington actually takes Agnes and hides her somewhere to be safe while Liz is on the run, basically. She's going after Tom's killers. So that's what happens. Okay, so she goes after Tom's killers. It's all coming back to me now. So what happens is Tom gets killed in this situation. You're like, fuck, is he dead? I'm like, you can't tell he's dead right away. You're like, fuck, is he dead? Really dead? They really kill fucking Tom?
Yeah.
Tom's dead. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You killed off fucking Tom, dude. What the hell? So Tom's gone. Agnes is born. So now Liz is freaking out because she's by herself. Raymond comes in to help her take care of Agnes. And eventually he oversteps and does something that pisses her off. So Liz backs off away and just starts lying to Raymond. And eventually plans her death. And that's where you're at now. Is eventually she plans the death because that's why. But you'll find out why. That's the reason why. It was because she just didn't like him being so far. Eventually she'll find out that it's her dad because of the truth serum thing that happens.
Yeah, and right now I'm at Raymond went and saw her grandfather and told him that he's a great grandfather and that his granddaughter's dead because he thinks that she's dead right now. And he's dealing with that. And he was, like, hallucinating her mom or whatever at Cape May.
Yep.
Now he just went back because Rom tried to get him to come back to the FBI to help find the people responsible. And they're at that. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, and it gets like, interesting, Rom's though. Back.
I had a feeling that she's still alive. I was like, she can't be dead. She's alive. They're not gonna end it like this. I was just like, I'm pretty sure
it was a good cliffhanger. Oh, you know, okay. So you know who she does get in love with is that guy, the clean cut white boy. That's with her.
Oh, they do something again.
Yeah, they end up hooking up later on, and that's they have tension too. Eventually, that's and then he has a drug problem too. I don't know if you've seen that yet. He had a drug problem too.
Yeah, that was in the earlier seasons. He got a drug problem.
Oh, it comes back to haunt him though.
Oh.
Like I said, like usually a lot of the secrets come back to haunt him or whatever, and then the two of them I think she ends up betraying him eventually. That's what happens, and then two of them split off. I'm trying to remember. I haven't seen that shit. Now I gotta go watch it now, god damn it. Fuck, man. I haven't seen that show.
I'm gonna go watch the episodes when I get off the phone with you. I'm like,
ooh, you know what another good one was? I've been watching Dr. House.
Oh my god, I love House.
That dude's fucking great.
Yeah, I started rewatching that one again. I don't know what season I'm in.
But you know what I wish they would have continued with Rush, and it was with the guy that ends up playing Lucifer. The guy that ends up going to play Lucifer. He played this guy named Rush. It was basically this doctor that was coming in, doing these crazy things. But he was had a drug problem on the side.
Oh.
So like he's getting all fucked up on his side and waking up in weird situations. People are calling him, and he's like in these weird fucking places. and shit like that. And it's just, it was really fucking weird. But it ended after like one or two seasons. I'm like, damn, dude, really? And it was good. It was so fucking good.
Yeah, they do that a lot. Like, they'll come up with something good. They'll actually do something really good, and then they cancel it. They'll do one season, two seasons. Because, like, Shadow and Bone, I got Mike to watch the second season with me, and then they canceled it. I was like, come on.
Have you watched? Do you guys have Peacock by chance?
We do.
Have you watched The Traitors?
Oh, not yet. But I keep getting Traitors and
Factor. That show is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
the end of the first season is fucking nuts.
Wait, where's my remote? Oh, there it is. The other movie that we're watching right now that's on Paramount. So every time you tell me about Traitors, I keep thinking of Tracker, which is
on Paramount. That's the one I'm watching too. Tracker's really good.
Yeah, we've seen like the first three so far, and we like it because we don't Tracker's watch. Good. I watch more TV than him since he works second shift.
Yeah.
And so, like, I do my 4-mile walk with the dogs and the kid after work, and then I watch some shows, and then I play Fortnite. And then wait for Mike to come home, and then maybe me and him might watch a show, or we'll play a game, or we'll play with each other before I gotta go to sleep.
She said, play with each other, play with a friend. Mutual masturbation, play with a friend. Masturbation, play with yourself. But yeah. Boop. Yep. All right, I think that's where we're going to end it this week, guys. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. What do you think? Maybe anime or something?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about some anime. I know they're reincarnated. They're finally bringing that back.
Oh, God, stop. You need to watch Rising of Shield Hero Season 3 already and be done with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, we'll save that. We'll save that for next week, guys.
All right.
Until next time, Buzz, say bye to the kids.
All right. Peace, love, and chicken grease.
You know where to find us. storiesfromyourcornerstore@gmail.com. Pete's Corner Store on TikTok and Instagram now. Until next time, kids. Remember, next time you're in a corner store, remember all the fun you have here on Pete's Corner Store. Much love, everybody. Later.